Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
That's my girl.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Cry for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it takes just to be me.
We hustle all day, and still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Sometimes I'm like the get, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing be getting back to the money. Make the count so conceited, full of big head honey. She keep her hair done,
check.
Her nails done,
check.
Gucci Louis Prada Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. Still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. This is a... First of all, please excuse me. My pooch is barking. Hopefully she will quiet down in a second. So please excuse me with this. Right, hadn't said a word until the show began. Okay, well, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. Today's topic is resumes, how important it is to write or to get your resumes professionally done for you if you just don't have the time or want to make sure that your resume comes out perfect. I'm in the midst of revising my resume on my own. I've had my resume written for me before in the past, and then also I've composed my own resumes in the past, but I'm in the midst of revising mine and doing mine myself because when we discuss resume writing, you will hear, and then also when you visit my my post on my different sites on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr or and this is some information. Most of us know the basic information, the do's and don'ts of a good resume, but then sometimes we provide unneeded information. The thing is to make a point, to get your point across for why you should be one chosen for an interview and to be hired. So that's what today's topic is. And also, I want to talk about a few other things before we talk about that, but I won't save it to the near end because I've noticed that sometimes the topics are at the very end and I have to rush through what we're talking about. And please don't hesitate to call 1-714-409-0614 to share information about how maybe how successful your resume writing or what professional resume writing company you hired to compose the perfect resume for you that assisted you on getting that dream interview and that dream job. Okay? So do that. But then also, we're talking about that, but since this is evening time, I didn't air my show this morning, so it's airing right now. So it's we only have like a couple hours before the Thunder versus the Mavs game begin at the AAC building in Big D. So feel free to call in and talk about that. So congrats to Miami. Miami and Dallas both are leading their series 3-1. So, you know, just congrats to all four teams, really, for being that Final Four of the NBA. So it soon will be revealed who will be playing on June the 2nd. Huh? So much love. So, you know, I must play favorites and send much love out to my Mavs. But really, all the teams that are playing are in my top 10. If not in my top 5, they're in the top 10. You know, so that's cool. But we have 20 minutes, so we have quite a bit of time to talk. Again, if you're not a regular listener and you're wondering who sings that song, That's My Girl, that is Jackson-based group, award-winning group that won a Jackson Music Awards, the JMAs, that's what they're called here, in 2008. That's one of their new songs called That's My Girl, featuring another Jackson-based group called Recognition. If you're familiar with the name, they have appeared on BET on 106 and Park before. So check those guys out, Affiliated Music, featuring Recognition. Okay? So I like to keep everyone informed of what's going on. And instead of doing my Thursday night, late night show, I'll be doing the weekend, hosting the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And that will be just a fun-filled show on during the weekend, recapping and reviewing and previewing different things. I'll also be reviewing, like, new music that I have received, especially underground artists and performers, but then also occasionally some mainstream artists. Also, there is so much hot music out there and so many hot, talented people, entrepreneurs, artists, performers out there, so please don't hesitate to contact me and don't hesitate to call in also. And thank you so much for sharing topics that I should, I say, included within the show in the near future also. And thank you. I want to thank you. I can never thank you enough for viewing my profile, blogtalk.com, Culture Shock Entertainment-Beth. I cannot thank you enough for viewing my profile. I'm near 14,000 now, and so that's pretty cool. And my friends and my followers are really growing, and I've been networking with my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers. So I'm having a blast. So thank you very much, everyone. And hopefully some of my fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts will call in and maybe plug some of their shows and their topics and so on. But we've been having fun networking, because I definitely, if you have only listened to my show, please don't hesitate to listen to other shows. There are some awesome Blog Talk Radio shows out there. But before we really continue on talking about what are the pros and cons of composing that awesome job resume, you know, that job resume that will not only snag you that interview, but get you that job offer too, you know. So, like I said, I've shared a couple of my own tips, but also I've been researching and have come across some very important and very informative information regarding it, and I've posted. Some of you probably have already seen on my Twitter page and my LinkedIn page. Now, I'm on most of the main and some of the alternative sites, but you definitely can find me. If you visit my blogtalkradio.com profile, you will be directed to Facebook and YouTube and so on. But then also I'm at LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com, Bethany Williams. And like I said, I tweet. I have three Twitter pages. Right now I'm on the Culture Shock Inc. Twitter page. KulturesHokent. And I have two more. Beth Williams, that's BethWMS. And there's Beth, BethMarkGrl. That is my tweet page. But I call my Twitter pages, my Twitter accounts, tweet pages. So that tweet page is to promote Mark Cosmetics, which is an Avon brand. Most of you know I am a Mark girl. A Mark girl is a customer or a person who works with Meet Mark Cosmetics, which is an Avon brand. So at Beth Mark Girl, you pretty much see a lot of Mark information, beauty and fashion and health tweets and so on. Okay? Again, you can call me at 1-714-409-0614. But, oh, my God, about an hour ago, I read an email as I was checking my emails and reading my emails. I received a shocking but sad email regarding one of my favorite talk show hosts. So I must send my condolences out to CNBC regarding the unexpected death of Mark Haynes of Squawk Box that comes on at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock, because morning time is like my 5 o'clock is like when my favorite shows come on at once. Local News, Morning Joe, Squawk Box, Mike and Mike. I mean, so my condolences to Mark Haynes' family, friends, coworkers, and everyone at CNBC. Wow, he would definitely be greatly missed. That was one email, and then I've seen other stories. I have not seen a cause of death, just that it was unexpected death, and that the network had announced his death, his unexpected death. So that's very sad. And I must say, I get well wishes to Peyton Manning. I heard on Mike and Mike this morning that he had neck surgery, but that he plans to be ready whenever, you know, they can start back working officially. And also, I get well to Tiger Woods. You know, he's nursing his knee and his Achilles heel, and so he's trying to get himself better so he can golf and win in mid-June. So if you all do not follow Tiger Woods, definitely follow him. His tweets are so interesting. And at Tiger Woods. Okay. Well, there is a lot to talk about. Really don't want to talk about sad stuff, because that's enough sad news about Mark Haynes, and we must continue to send our prayers out to our brothers and sisters in Joplin, Missouri, and then those tornadoes showed out in Oklahoma, and also Dallas area had a little scare, huh? We're expecting some rainy weather tonight here in Jackson, Mississippi. I pray, and I'm sure I'm not alone, that it's not bad weather that's coming, just normal rain. But that's what's in the forecast, that we'll be getting some rain tonight. So I'm pretty much having this is commentary, but pretty much just talking with you all. I would love for one of you to call in or a couple of you to call in so we can have a conversation. You know, share your predictions on who will win the game tonight. I'm looking at today's Wall Street Journal, and they every day they do this, they print out this Wednesday's game prediction by AccuScore. And so they're projecting that the Dallas Mavericks will win tonight. 103.0 in Oklahoma will be 98.6. That's projected by the scores for selected games, so in section of the Wall Street Journal. You can visit online also. I'm looking at my printed copy. So that's the prediction for tonight. And for fellow MLB fans, if you want to know, I don't know if the game's over or not. I've been so busy multitasking. The Major League Baseball, the American League, they predicted that the LA Angels would defeat the Oklahoma Athletics 3.5 to 2.8, and the National League New York Mets 5.6 to the Chicago Cubs 4.1. That's what's going on right there. And it's more, but, you know, this is only a 30-minute show, so I can only dabble, just like dealing with the resume points. It's very important to visit or ask me to email you information regarding how to write the perfect resume to get that perfect job. I'm on too much, and that's getting to me. I know it's getting to you guys. The meeting last night in Vicksburg, I seen a report where it was a pretty successful meeting regarding the Fluff Forum. They're closing out some of the shelters that people were staying in, but I think some roads are still blocked because Mississippi River has crest, they're still flooding, and still some people cannot get into their homes to begin a cleanup. But again, you know that we're still recovering also from the horrific tornadoes that occurred about a month here. So continue to contact the Red Cross, Hands of Hope, redcross.org, and also to donate $10, text Red Cross to 90999. And also, you can call 1-855-820-9307. Now, if you're concerned about flood insurance, you can contact FEMA at 1-888-724-6975 or visit their website at floodsmart.gov/high-risk. Okay? So just letting you know about that. That's some important info. So let's talk about that superb job resume. Because researching this is important for me also, since I'm in the midst of revising my resume. But then also, I know I'm not alone. Many of you are working on your resume or hiring someone or a resume writing service. to compose that perfect resume. I have information regarding websites you can visit, and like I said, I've posted some information. Now, my experience with resume writing is to master the cover letter, the introduction of yourself and your accomplishments, and how you can fill that need for that that company or that business that you would like to work for. Just dealing with my personal professional experiences to always be honest with who you are and what you can do professionally, and how you are an asset. I mean, hiring officials, human resource people, management, so on, they are always looking for someone who will be an asset, someone who is a team player. Even if you're working alone, it's important to be a team player. So also it's important to not even to not just put down your work experience, but your volunteer experience. And that's for all ages, from teenagers to more mature adults. I mean, it's important to put down your but if it's something that's related to the job that you're seeking, especially because don't we all learn something when we volunteer? We bring something to the table when we volunteer, but then also it's always something that we learn from volunteering during certain situations. If it's to learning how to be a team player or learning how to delegate. You know, you can put emphasis on I'm good at multitasking, or that you feel delegation is very important, and so on. I mean, there are things that you do every day that you might not realize is very important. So that's something that's very important to put on your resume. So we have about 5 minutes. So let me go ahead and go through some more info, but I just want to share my personal experience, and sometimes to me I offer references, you know, if it's former bosses or friends or relatives that are familiar with the type of work that I'm seeking and familiar with my work ethics and my belief system. Don't hesitate to offer your references. Because sometimes, you know, like no references. Or sometimes, you know, some people just don't put references, or they say, well, no references needed at the time. But it's good to offer references. Hey, you can contact my former employee here or my current employer here. To me, I think those are winning points when you do that. So we have 4 more minutes, and there's some, again, there are some important websites that you should definitely visit to learn ways to compose that superb resume. And also, as I was researching, I ran across this website called EffectiveResume.net, and they have, like, the perfect top 10 checklist on there for effective resume writing. And basically they discuss that how a resume is a screening. Really, that's what a resume is for, is to screen you in or screen you out. You know, to be included as an applicant to be interviewed for that job. And they pretty much, this article was written by David Allen Carter. This is at EffectiveResume.net. It pretty much states that hiring officials at any company prefer not to read any resume. yours, mine, anybody's. It's all about process of elimination. The more applicants eliminated, the quicker the placement process ends. You know, a process of elimination. We all deal with process of elimination in our daily lives. So pretty much hiring officials, they're like, okay, no, 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 yes, no, yes, no, when they go through resumes. So you definitely want your resume to be a yes. Okay? So that's something to realize, that it's important to realize that resumes are created to screen candidates from further consideration. So it's very important to present a resume that does the opposite, to keep you in the interviewee pool. That's me talking. You want to be one of the finalists to be interviewed for that perfect job. So the top 10 effective resume checklist to survive that screening stated in this article is, and then you can read the complete article on my Facebook page, Twitter, I can email it to you or so on. But number one, keep your resume short. The effective resume is preferably one page, two at the most. See, currently my resume is two, but I think I can whittle it down. Whittle it down, but it's two pages. So I think I can whittle it down, but keep it short. The effective resume is preferably one page, two at the most. If you've written more, then you got to whittle it down. So that's one or two pages. I only have a minute and a half. Two, it must be easy to read. That means the effective resume is well organized with clear headings, brief statements of responsibility, bulleted points for emphasizing your achievements. Three, your resume must avoid overly specific professional jargon. Keep in mind that your resume is likely to be read first by someone in the HR department who may not have a clue of what the heck you're talking about. And while I'm sharing these tips, there's a couple, here are a couple more websites you can visit. Winning-resumes.com. You can also visit career-resumes.com. Okay, four. I have 40 seconds, so the show is going to stop streaming in 37 seconds, but you can listen to it in its entirety on this archive. You can listen to all my shows from the one that premiered on March the 21st to this one at my archives. Just visit my profile. So the show is up streaming, but the show will be recorded in its entirety. So just click play, and you'll be able to hear the complete show. So I have one more minute, so thank you so much for supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. God bless you. And go Dallas Mavs. Okay. And the next website would be career-resumes.com. Four, curb your design enthusiasm. That means limiting your font selection to one or two. You know, you don't have to be all extravagant and so on. And the fifth one is the effective resume is tailored for a specific position. Understand that, you know, there's an understanding that you have to produce and make different changes to customize your resume for different job posting or for job requests. So that's one thing about it. That's one thing that I deal with, really customizing for different jobs when job searching. Excuse me. Six, portray yourself as a problem solver. That was back to what I was talking about earlier, like, you know, dealing with your strengths, that you're a good multitasker or a good at delegation and so on. But portray yourself as a problem solver. Seven, quantify your accomplishments with hard numbers whenever possible. I mean, don't hesitate to blow your own horn, to really tell the honest truth about your successes and how accomplished you are, and the recognition that you receive, the awards, and et cetera, et cetera. 8, don't mention your current or expected salary on the resume. 9, don't mention personal information, like whether or not you're single or married, whether or not you have kids, whether or not your hobbies include golf, or this is from in the article, include golf or listening for extraterrestrials with the modified ham radio contraption in your garage, especially the last one. That's in the article, so I just wanted to share that because I'm pretty much sharing my own advice within this article that I'm reading about the 10 things you should check off your list when composing the perfect resume. 10, check for misspellings. Don't ever submit or post a resume online or, you know, in printed copy without doing a spell check. I even made a note right here regarding this article. In fact, take it a step further and have one or two of your friends or colleagues to proofread your resume for spelling and grammar problems. I mean, you do this because, and we experience this every day, I know I do, just everyday communication. Do this because automatic spell check programs don't always know what you mean. I mean, I deal with it every day, so I know you guys do too. But they use an example in the article that if you meant principal or principal, both words are spelled correctly with different meanings. Principal, like P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, and principal, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. They're both spelled correctly, but they have entirely different meanings. So some of this stuff might seem very, the word is on the tip of my tongue, unimportant, but it's really very important. Correct spelling and grammar are always important. Listen to me, getting tongue-tied. But it's very important, especially to the person who is doing the hiring. So, and your resume is competing against other resumes, so that's something to always remember. So here are some really cool websites that I came across as I researched for this show, and I did visit these websites too. Resume-now.com, livecareer.com, careerplaybook.com, / guide, resume.asp, ezinearticles.com, /your-own-resume, ID equal 957617. Job.com, moneyinstructor.com, /lesson/writerresume.asp. That's a very cool website. That website is good for people of all ages, also students, high school students and so on. Very good website. Exclusive-executive-resumes.com /resume-writing/writing. Okay, and also for the mommies out there, a lot of you are probably familiar with this website, but I thought it was pretty cool. Even though I'm not a mommy, I mean, my son will be 22. He passed away soon after birth in 88. But then, you know, I'm a friend to many kids, and also many of my friends are parents, like many of you all that support my show. So, but some of you probably know, in Mark Girls, many of my cohorts in the Mark community are mamas. But some of you probably know about this website because it's the largest work-at-home mom site on the internet. It's called My Mommy Biz. MyMommyBiz.com have a pretty cool website also. I did visit that website, and it's really cool. You can really, really get your resume completed the right way and proper way. Then there's ResumeBuilder.com, CareerPlanner.com. Visit those websites. And and you will not regret it. And I hope that you enjoy my personal experience. I only shared a couple. I could have shared some more regarding resumes. But like I said, I'm working on that. On that resume also, which many of you know, I'm planning to go back to school to get my esthetician license at Avita Institute Dallas. And also, you know, I also would like to be working while I'm in school, and because I need money. And I'll continue my show. That's one reason why I have it scheduled for early in the morning. I mean, even here in Jackson, Mississippi, you know. So it's just important to get that job regardless where you are, regardless where I'm at. If I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Miami, New Orleans, anywhere in the world, it's important for people all around the world to know the proper way to communicate, because the competition is fierce out there when it comes to working for yourself and also seeking employment. And it's real important for those who are hiring to make the right decision, because, you know, and to make cost-effective decisions, because you lose money if you do not hire the right person for that right position. And that's what people on both sides of the fence, the ones that would like to be hired and those who are doing the hiring. We really need to take that process very seriously, really. So I'll schedule another show also in the near future where we would talk about, I love professional and personal development. We need to talk about that interview, do's and don'ts of the interview process, you know, after, you know, you get that call regarding that your resume gets you in, keep, you know, get you through that screening process, but then how can you achieve that winning interview? How, and you know, and get that job offer, and you know, or be recommended for another job if that particular job that you're seeking is not for you. So I thank you so much for listening to today's show. And also, don't hesitate to visit my meetmore.com website. You can visit meetmore.com. If you don't have a rep, be sure to visit my website and shop for me. And shop for me at mymortstore.com/Bethany Williams. Also, I have links on my pages to my stores on Facebook and Twitter and so on, LinkedIn, and so in YouTube, and so on. So I will be talking with you all tomorrow morning, where we'll be talking about healthy living. So I'll see you tomorrow at 5:30. And if you're, hey, don't hesitate to visit NBA.com since the big game is going on. I also follow NBA, follow Dallas Mavs, visit the website. I'll be in the chat. I'll visit the website tonight at Mavs.com. You'll see my name, Beth Williams, or you'll see Culture Shock Entertainment. So that's me if you get in the chat room. So I'll be chatting. I might chat in the ESPN Dallas chat room also. That's ESPN. They chat also. But I read a Dallas Mavs tweet earlier where the store in Northport Mall, Northport Center, Northport Mall is here in Jackson, Northport Center, the ultimate, you know, fan, the Mavs gear store, will be open. Throughout the, you know, even when the game is going on, and I guess late night, because people, you know, our shoppers will be shopping. They had an event today where they had a remote broadcast the other day, I think, and had a guest appearance also. So, so shout out to everyone in Big D. Hopefully, we'll close down and shut everything down tonight. And sounds like the story Northport Center could use my assistance. I've been thinking about that for a long time, and I think they really do need my help now. But so I should be sending them a resume. So, you know, follow M. Cuban. Follow, I love following the stats. It's called Mav Stacks, where they always share, like, the Mavericks stats from past and present. But if I'm not quite sure about the Thunder's Twitter name. Is it at Thunder? But I know it's, what, thunder.com. So it's on my rambling and whatever, because the show is not streaming. It's on where you all can listen to it when you visit my profile. But, again, I thank you so much. And what's up in Jacktown, NBA Finals tonight. And also we find out who will be crowned the American Idol. Can't forget about that. And congratulations to the Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward and Kim Johnson for being crowned Dancing with the Stars champs. Okay? Well, much love to everyone, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support and your feedback and for listening to Cut the Shot Reports. And I look forward to talking with you in the near future. God bless.
That's my God.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Ride for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel when it's time for me to slap. So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever you get it, just to be me.